Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events. It's more exciting than an airline calling you and saying, hey, we found your bags. The cost of living payment, too. How to take an idea and butcher it in three easy payments, eh? Expats and dead people getting money, while those who deserve it on welfare don't. That's very, very Labour, isn't it, eh? The border being fully open, six. See, a mile too late, and now the issue of just how open it really is. I mean, how many are actually coming through to help solve our crisis? And I gave you that number four in the answer so far. The answer so far is one. Has anyone seen him? I assume it's him. Could be her. Com Games 8.
It's gold!
Surprises, success, joy. People representing their country who get hard work and want to achieve. What a relief and a thrill to watch that. The All Blacks 6. Despite all the hand-wringing, they'll be fine. Shortland Street 2. Almost the scandal of the week. I mean, the cost of living cock-up beat it. But when a government instructs the state-owned media on what to put on their television programs, that's what they call a slippery slope. Job 6. Because there are heaps of them, but how do you get more unemployed? I don't get it. 2,000 more unemployed, according to the stats this week. Government jobs, 3. Because when you have an unlimited checkbook and you are gaming the market with it, you do no one any favours, and I've yet to meet a person who tells me that all that hiring has led to a better country or output or project. Singapore Air, 8. Because they made a bumper profit, they also got put at the top of the list of all airlines for the fewest cancellations. Air New Zealand, 3. Because they were the third worst on that list, and they haven't made anywhere close to a profit. Do you think they might want to look at Singapore Air for some tips? David Clark, 6, for at least listening and fixing the Triple CFA mess. David Clark, 3, for not listening at the start and preventing it being a cluster in the first place. The managed retreat, 1. Another harebrained thought bubble that, in the broadest of senses, is based on the seed of a sensible idea. But when land next to the beach is the most expensive land there is, who's telling people to move? 10K for nurses, 6. Because it's actually a little bit practical. I think it might actually help a problem. The Ngāi Representation Bill, 0. It is racism. I cannot see how it gets around the Bill of Rights. It is dangerous. It is divisive. It is a massive mistake that will make its role in the undoing of this government. Commerce Commission 5. For saying essentially the same thing three times over. Petrol, supermarkets and building. It ain't perfect, but it ain't the scandal some make it out to be. And that is the week. Copies on the website. And 16 of these will be stapled together and will fly proudly at the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.